Welcome to the High School Spotlight featuring Rock Ridge High School. Today's Spotlight is brought to you by Zimmerman Honda and John Wall with Country Financial Insurance in Aledo. October is a great time to buy a Honda. The 2023 Ridgeline is available at Zimmerman Honda for 0.9% for 36-month financing. How about 2023 CRVs, HRVs, Civics, Accords, Pilots, and Odysseys, all available at 3.9% financing for 48 months? Come see the sales staff at Zimmerman Honda for full information. Or maybe you're looking for a certified pre-owned vehicle. Zimmerman Honda is the spot for you with financing at 2.9%. Stop in at Zimmerman Honda and Moline to see all they have to offer and take a test drive. Zimmerman Honda.
This is Nikki Lair. Have you ever had an accident with someone who didn't have car insurance? If so, you know how important it is to understand your auto coverage. If you're not sure your car insurance would protect you in this situation, you need to contact me, Country Financial Rep John Waugh's office. I can help you understand your policy so you get the protection that works for you. Call me, Nikki Lair, at 309-582-3455 to chat about your auto insurance needs today.
All right, Rockets winning round one over Westville, 37-21, the final score. Ty Taylor talking with Alex Zarlatanis. So the Rockets offensively strong in the first half, right? But in the second half, it comes down to the defense having to carry the way. You get a pick six, two defensive touchdowns in the second half. So defensively, second half wise, what do you think was working that allowed you, I guess, to kind of pull away?
Yeah, defense wise, obviously when you get two big defensive touchdowns like that, that creates such big momentum that will lead you to championships and win games like these. So overall, you know, we have a good defense, but getting those plays obviously helps. Strong crew up front, strong secondary. We're able to be disciplined. We still have things to work on. We're never done learning. But we were able to get the job done and do what we needed to do tonight.
Well, you know, you look at the first round, right? You go 8-1 in the regular season. You win eight games in a row, and you make a 3.5-hour road trip. And I know that probably was a little frustrating in a way, I would imagine. But you come down here, you take care of business. Strong start, able to kind of weather the storm, the run they made, and then pull away at the end. So just kind of talk a little bit about this group being able to come on the road this long trip almost to Indiana and get a win on the road.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, over a three-hour trip is a lot for an 8-1 record. You know, we were a little shocked by that. Obviously, you don't want to come 3 hours and lose. So we came in with a mentality that we couldn't lose. We came in with a mentality that we had set from, you know, early on in the season. We're supposed to be here, we need to be here, and we need to win. So that's what we came here thinking, and we got it done.
You might not know this stat off the top of your head today, but you forced 6 turnovers on defense. You win this turnover battle 6-0. I mean, 6 turnovers is a ton, and I know the defense has kind of carried you throughout the season. Just overall, you talk about that. You know, what makes this defensive group so good, you think?
On this defense, you know, we have a lot of experienced guys. We don't have a lot of younger guys, and we have guys that can pick it up easily. So between the crew with efficient learning and old guys that can get it done, it comes together and it makes a good chemistry on defense.
And offensively, you know, I think a lot of people have seen the growth of your freshman quarterback, Colin Schweigen, right from week one and now to week 10, heading to week 11. What's it been like, you know, as a senior kid in the backfield with him, seeing his maturation, you know, from the beginning of the season to now?
Yeah, obviously, freshman quarterback, what are you supposed to think? But, you know, I've been around him a lot. We worked over the summer, and it's been an awesome experience seeing him grow, seeing what he can do, and I'm excited for what he can do for the rest of the season through his high school career.
And at the end of this game, it got a little bit chippy. There were a couple unsportsmanlike calls, you know, one way and the other. And, you know, obviously for you, you're playing for something next week. And I think, you know, just watching from up in the press box, a nice job by this team to not do something stupid, right, and get ejected, because you wouldn't be able to play the next game, right? So just able to keep your heads. I'm sure that was something you talked about a lot there late in the game.
Yep, absolutely. We had unsportsmanlike, and then we were talking to our coach, and he goes, if you guys get another unsportsmanlike, I'm out of the game. It's not you guys. I won't be here next game. So we had to hush up real quick, not retaliate during the last parts of that game to get it done.
All right, on to week 11, hosting the number one overall seed Seneca next week at home. How exciting is that, getting a home game in round two, trying to get back to the quarterfinals?
It feels great. I'm ready to get back to work starting tomorrow, look what film we got. I'm ready for the team to come back stronger. I'm ready to just go out there and have a fun time.
All right, Alex, thanks a lot, and congratulations. We'll see you next week.
Yep, thank you.
I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.